Be a baller. Welcome to Be a Baller podcast, where we discuss how to build a lifelong legacy. I'm your host, Coach Tim Brown. Today, we'll be talking about building a legacy in ministry with our special guest, Pastor Leon Choi Sr.
Before we get started, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hey there, Clark Kellogg here. Building a legacy usually involves meeting the unique needs of others and being part of something bigger than yourself. That's why I love First Merchants Bank. First Merchants believes that helping communities prosper means more than just providing banking services. It means offering accessible financial education, expanded access to homeownership, and partnerships with local nonprofits to help raise up neighborhoods and lift families out of financial hardship. For resources and tools available to you, visit www.firstmerchants.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's get started. We're excited today to have Pastor Choi. I've known Pastor Choi for, Pastor has been in ministry for over six decades. Mm-hmm. Pastor Choi was the pastor's historic Second Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio for over 20 years. On today's show, Pastor Choi will talk about being a true servant leader and how he gave his life to others. He'll share his vast knowledge and insight on building a lifelong legacy in ministry. Thanks for being a guest, Pastor Choi, on Be a Baller podcast.
I am highly honored to be in this place, this station, at this time.
Amen. You know, I was teasing your son Eric. I guess now you're a Facebook influencer now. You know, you had some stuff that's gone viral out there. How you feel about that?
I don't know. I can't keep up with it.
Well, he's been enjoying that. Coach, thanks again for the opportunity. Yeah. But this started with Dad doing this famous Heisman pose.
Okay.
And so he kicked off the season doing that. And ever since then, man, I've had to be able to post some things on Sundays.
Right, okay.
To get that going. So appreciate being in the studio, Doc.
Good. Pastor, can you talk about growing up in Cleveland and some of the life lessons you learned growing up? I'm a Cleveland guy as well, from East Cleveland, Ohio. I went to Shaw High School. Can you talk about some of those life lessons?
Well, Cleveland has always been the place where things took place. Mm-hmm. And many people took a lot of credit for saying, well, if you want to get things done, you got to go by the way of Cleveland rather than by coming by the way sometime when we come with some of the other contacts. And I soon learned that. And I said, well, now, you hear people do a lot of talking about Cleveland. I said, but see, you got to go by this group first before you get a chance to introduce yourself and to begin to make a headway or any kind of way in that place called that Cleveland. Then, as you come up past that curve there and find what the boys in the big city had to say about whether or not we were going to get an opportunity to do some of the things that the big boys were going to have something to say about what's going to happen if you're going to make that curve and do that bend at that particular time.
Dad, let me ask you a question, too, and I have to add to Coach Brown. A lot of folks don't know that you grew up with Congressman Lewis Stokes in Cleveland. Talk about that connection back in the day of Lewis Stokes and yourself and others, of that legacy that took place in Cleveland back in the day, and Reverend Otis Moss and others. Talk about that, Pops.
That was an early connection, brother, when I had a chance to bump into this young man to see the kind of articulation he had. Want to make sure. I remember what his mother said to him, and I remembered that. And she would say to him, well, if you're going to want to be a communication person, if you're going to do it right, roll up your sleeves and do it right. Don't do a whole lot of jump. Be able to enunciate correctly. And so people could better understood what you were talking about. And so everybody would be a better factor of what you were talking about. Rather than a whole lot of little this, loves that. A little something else. Mm-hmm. And I was very happy to bump into a man like him. Because he was going, he brought you to the table.
Right.
He got to sit down. His mother would sit there and, you know, make your enunciation correctly. Mm-hmm. You know, and don't play around.
Right.
Because you know, people want to know, what's this thing all about, you know?
Right.
And I said, and after I found out that's where we were going to go, I've been doing it ever since. A little this, a little that.
There you go.
A little other things.
Right. All right,
you know, I know that education is very important to you. When you started school at Second Baptist, can you talk about why education is so important?
Well, it's a momentary thing in your life could change your whole life if you come at the right station at the right time where you have contact. I was sharing some of the other young guys the other day, but I never permitted nobody, none of my sons, any of my sons could smoke or drink in my house. And they were shocked. They said, you mean to tell me you couldn't smoke in your house? I said, oh no. I get right at the door. I said, time out. Now when you get ready to my door, I would say, time out. This is where it stops. Hear me and hear me well. When you get to that door, don't smoke in my house and don't drink in my house. And then you won't get your feelings hurt by my parents, because that's something we just don't do, because that's a curve that you don't come around that curve, because mommy about to have that.
Then let me ask you this question too, to Coach Brown's point. Every day when you drop me off at school, you used to say, think. I didn't know what that meant, but why would you tell me every day before I went to Clinton Middle School or Mifflin High School, before I got the call, you said, E, remember to think. What did you mean by that?
Your thinking determines your destination. And if you aren't aware of that, you may cut yourself off for the good day, a chance of having a good environment, or learn some other things you never thought you'd have to be confronted by. So think, pray, and be prayerful, because that because mom's going to be back there too. And mama cut them corners off pretty quick. and dad, he was a big guy.
Yes, sir.
I said, oh, no, I don't, what are you?
Well, Dad, what advice would you give teachers today? You used to serve on Columbus City School Board. You followed in the tracks of Reverend, you know, Dr. Poindexter here that served on the Columbus School Board back in the day. You've done that before. Education right now is at a pivotal time in our society. What advice would you give teachers and principals and parents on the value of education right now in today's society?
I think young people ought to be acquainted and getting to know you. What's this all about? It's not a battle war. It's an opportunity to find out, how do we get to know these young people? What's this mystical thing between young people and adults? So it's time for a sit-down conversation. A wonderful opportunity to have this opportunity, because these kids are doing this, and they want to get to sing that new thing, getting to know you.
Okay. It sounds like you're stating how important building positive relationships, and you've done that. You've done that your whole life. How have you been able to bridge those gaps between people, bringing people together?
I was really blessed that I just had an open door opportunity to be the president of the entire school board, for the whole entire school board. Every board I was the man. So I knew that I had to get to know you. I never passed that one until I talked to that one. Mm. And so it gave me a sense of
connection.
Mm-hmm. So I said, well, that's how I thought education was a beast. So when I went up through the door, they said, Reverend Troy is in the building. I remember the school board, which meant the big dog is in the building. Mm. He's going to ask you a question and things you ought to want to know. Now, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. When he opens the door and turns around the corner, he's the big dog. Mm-hmm. You say, wow, I'm the boss is in the building. Mm. He wanted to get to know, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. You know, just think about this podcast, which is about a legacy. And I know you were recently inducted into the Columbus Hall of Fame. Can you talk about that honor and what that meant to you?
Harry, my son, and other people had refreshed that to the mirror. Mm. And other people that I had been called upon by the Hall of Fame and other people to say, this man had worked with practically most of the people in public education. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to be the kind of people that's going to have to know other people, you better have a passcode. Mm. Where when you get to talk to somebody, that person is a good person to know, and for others to know. And so he said, well, there goes the governor. He says, this is the person you knew. Yeah, you don't know this man. Do you know who he is? Yeah. Did you know that he had that kind of connection? Mm. So we will begin to take advantage of that. And then I would get to be a little bashful. Mm-hmm. Because I was just I did a little basketball, you know, I shied on, you know, most young basketball players on basketball.
Yeah, you was a ball back in the day? Huh? You played football back in the day?
Boy, you better watch yourself. That's Scott High.
Toledo Scott.
Bulldogs.
I played at Scott High. And I was the only black on the first green line. Mm. I said, wow, I'm out here. I went to who's who. So I said, I better act like I know something.
Right, right.
And so it was always people who came out of that kind of environment who breathe in education. So the first thing their children are going to be taught, who are you, what you about, and how are you going to get to be where you are if you're going to come through that door in order to get to that other door. Mm. And we didn't take that for granted. And so that it help you to begin to know your place.
Right.
And you say, well, it gave me privileges to get a chance to know something. Well, that's Mr. Stan's son or daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, wow. So he will be talking to Mr. Sansone about Mr. Sansone. Mr. Sansone.
Yeah, stay right there. And I want Coach to capitalize on this too, on this name, image, and likeness piece that we're in.
Yeah.
That we talk about, and I want the audience to hear, we talk about so much, what's in the name?
What's in the name?
Share with Coach and the listeners right now the value of what's in your name, because you always reminded me, don't ever forget what your last name means. Mm-hmm. What does that mean today, Dad? That what's in the name?
Oh, it can make or it can break you.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you mean to tell me my son was called into question about something, and they called me to come here, see what he was doing? And he said, my son had to be called on to find out how he got up here. And I'm the school board member. How do you do that? We need to talk about it, because see, your parent is going to come and say, I'm going to tell you now, I'm laughing, but I'm angry too. And I said, as a result of you might say, well, you might well know, say, oh boy, you going to get it when you get home? Because I'm saying, he said, oh, Lord, I don't want to be home. Because I crossed the wrong station. And that got me in a lot of, you better get to know who that stop gets you in trouble when you begin to go across that corner. So you cross that corner. You ask, and it's good to know that. And it's good to know that person. Who knows that person?
Right.
I said, ah. I said, well, you know, that's first from.
Yeah. Sounds like how important that whole village is.
That whole village. You want to cross that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, Clark Kellogg here. Building a legacy usually involves meeting the unique needs of others and being part of something bigger than yourself. That's why I love First Merchants Bank. First Merchants believes that helping communities prosper means more than just providing banking services. It means offering accessible financial education, expanded access to homeownership, and partnerships with local nonprofits to help raise up neighborhoods and lift families out of financial hardship. For resources and tools available to you, visit www.firstmerchants.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As you reflect back over the years being in Columbus, Ohio, how has the landscape of Columbus changed? You know, these big buildings downtown, all these. How has it changed for the better?
Well, it's a lot of persons who are in positions that you may not know, and you just might show out a bit because you got in that position. And you're making pretty good grades. So you think, I can get away with this, and I get away with a little of that. And so you have to be careful how high you try to walk. Or you might be in trouble, don't even know how you got in trouble, because you didn't know who you were talking to. We were talking to those people. And so, boy, yes, sir. Oh, be very careful.
Be very careful, yeah.
Now, let me add to Coach Brown's point, too. You go all the way back to the likes of President Jerry Hammond, President of City Council, and City Councilwoman Les Wright. You also work for the late Mayor Buck Reinhart. You work for Governor Taft. And a lot of things you've done, and to Coach's point, you've now been able to kind of, at the age of 96, Dad, you've been able to kind of sit back and see all of those meetings you have for the past six decades, to look at all that work you've done. How do you feel about that, Dad?
Oh, I was just blown up, boy. How did I get into this? I stumbled on this. What happened? It doesn't always happen by accident. You go back home, you tell your parents, I talked to another person in school today, and boy, they were talking about their kids and where they came from. They came from this curve, that curve, this other kind of curve.
Well, what does that word leadership mean to you, being a leader?
What we want to you should be a leader. You got to get in your mind, because a lot of guys make a lot of noise, or they do this and that. But that's just about all to it. You're going to find, say, well, here's a guy that he really believes he can play football.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to play the game.
Right.
And he thinks the baddest cat on for the turf.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon, he gonna have to prove what he's talking about more than just talking.
Mm-hmm.
But he got to bring the process to the table.
Good. That's a good word. Wow. What a great episode on wisdom and knowledge. This brings us to the end of this episode. I want to thank you, Pastor Troy, for being here, for joining us and sharing this journey with us on being a leader in ministry and leaving that legacy. We hope today's episode brought you value and encouragement to everyone who listened. As always, thank you for listening to Be a Baller Podcast.
If you enjoy our show, please share this podcast with your family and friends. Be a Baller Podcast is available on all major podcast stations. Be sure to come back next week as we continue to discuss on how to build a lifelong legacy. Until then, don't forget to be a baller. This podcast was created by Coach Tim Brown. It was edited by Teron Howell and produced and recorded by the video production class of Worthington Christian High School.